I grew up in Richmond, where history, especially the history of the Civil War, was all around us. But it's not really something I paid a whole lot of attention to until I moved away. This was 20 years ago. I moved up to the Boston area. And now every time I come back, I see the city with new eyes. And in this poem, it started off as a chronicle of the Richmond Marathon, where in each neighborhood, I was thinking about some of my memories of things that had happened in each part that I ran through. But then I also put it together in the larger historical frame, not only of the Civil War, but also of my own family. After Richmond burned, the sun rose red as a welt over the charred brick facade of a ruined mill, its windows gaping like eye sockets above a business district that would be rebuilt to take in my great-grandfather from Bavaria, who was swept up, black hat in hands, at the unveiling of Robert E. Lee's statue. He put a rebel flag in his lapel to trade with the wounded and the proud, until the Depression spit out his business and sent him off the third-story balcony, and my grandfather, shamefaced, to the tobacco factory, suffocating humidity, his breath an ember in his throat. My mother stirred rationed sugar into her tea, the bag always reused, with monogrammed silver spoons. At my school, afros bloomed like strange mushrooms around me. Get lost, white girl, in the asphalt heat on the playground. Keep going past the camellia bushes in my mother's yard overgrown. At supper every night, her face like concrete. Across the Huguenot Bridge, the metal railing where I fell in love with the roar and vertigo of the James River. The dance hall where I skulked in the raucousness. After my boyfriend left, wandered Broad Street, chicken and ribs joints, vacant lots, where I wove through cones and driver's ed, until I learned enough to speed away, camshaft churning everything, slammed inside, my car heading north.